tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. For convenience, you can also check in by APERS message sent to W4DJW, or you can check in by Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. For bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. We will now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ratchet portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-ins that have checked in through the BRARS early check-in link on the BRARS webpage. First, we have W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest, and for IEI, Isla, there in Traveler's Rest, Fred's wife. We have KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer, K4OIM, Walt, in Inman. He's our Tuesday night net controller. We have KG4PFI, Don, in Piedmont, and we have KG4QLQ, Linda, also in Piedmont. We have KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's. K4MKH, Marshall in St. John, Florida. KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And we have KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. And lastly, we have KG4WNP, Landon in Dacusville. Appreciate all those who came in early to check in through the BRARS webpage. And we will continue forward with Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Checking 3 and 5.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC3NFA, Lee in Greer. Thanks for coming along, Lee, and checking in through Echolink. With that, that's the only Echolink station we have right at the moment, so we'll go ahead and begin with our RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Gene Mark, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4. Oscar November Oscar. Lorena and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4. Mike Oscar Quebec. Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. It's Jim and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Cole, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS, Scott and Pendleton.
2MJB. Mark, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel 4DLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
JB, check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1. Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we live in Pickett's. Negative and negative. And good evening to all.
This is KTMJB. This is KT MQJB, Dean in Asheville, negative and negative.
JB? Wendy in the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little fried joint. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no shooter tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Wendy and all in the net.
MJB. QO November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative, negative.
JB. Check in, November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson, negative and negative.
To MJB. Check in, out of turn, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat, in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a fantastic group of check-ins. First off, we start out with Rick, KK4DMW in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Appreciate you coming along tonight, Rick, and bringing Lorena and Michelle along with you. Next, we have KO4BDM, Jim and Taylor's. Our net manager, Dave, W4DJW, there in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. We have KO4DZF, Scott in Pendleton. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. And I don't know if I got your call sign correct, but I got K2JB, Dean in Asheville. Dean, you're a new check-in with me. If I got your call sign correct, can you verify your call sign is correct?
You do have it correct, sir. Thank you very much. K2JB.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Dean, for confirming that call sign. Appreciate you coming along and checking in with me. We're here every night at 9 o'clock, and more than happy to have you check in on tomorrow night as well and the rest of the week. Next, we have our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, Gary in Easley. He brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. We have KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, and K4OSH, Pat in Malden. That was a fantastic group of check-ins. Hopefully every group is that way tonight. But we'll continue forward. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler, and I'm mobile in Spartanburg tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
WJB. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
This is W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet, checking in and recognizing W4CTW, Tyler, and he's mobile in Spartanburg tonight. Drive safely, Tyler, so that you can return to the QTH safe, and thanks for checking in with me tonight. Next, we have KB2BYQ, David and Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. And we've got an excellent group of Alpha through Delta check-ins tonight. Fantastic. Well, it looks like that's it for right now for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Mark. Thank you.
To MJB. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Oh, Merry Christmas to you and Wendy. And I'll be negative and negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
To MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick. Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Thanks for checking at night, Patrick. And also Harry, KC4EZN, they're in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you both coming along and checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins at Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. JB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was it for the Echo Through Hotel groups. We'll move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative and saying 73, sir, each one of you.
56IW. Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey, Jeff, in Greenville, South Carolina. And I'll also be negative and negative. And thank you for running the net in the 73s. And look forward to a great 2022. 73s.
JB. 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4. LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
W2MJB. Evening, Mark. Thank you for bringing us together here tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Over.
The W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Another group, good group of check-ins. Start off that suffix group with KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Then I have AC6IW and Chuck in Greenville. Chuck, in my log, you came up as Jeff. I don't know if I have the wrong name associated with a call sign. Can you recheck and verify that I have AC6IW, and that's Chuck in Greenville.
That's Juliet Extrot. Sometimes I don't pronounce things clear enough. So thanks for doing the net. It's Jeff, Alpha Charlie 6, Indy Whiskey, and Jeff with a J as in Juliet. Thanks for running the net, and thanks for checking my name. And have a good night. 73s.
For checking that, sometimes my hearing isn't very good, and I need to, I guess, trust my log a little bit better than I did, but appreciate you rechecking, and we do have you in the log, correctly named, and have a great evening, and thanks for checking in. Next, I have KI4LZI, Andy, there in Table Rock, and our friend Larry, KK4JBQ, there in Greer, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry. And lastly, we have KK4JD, Joe in Greer. That was another good group of check-ins. See, we have another EchoLink station up, so before we continue on, I'm going to jump over and give EchoLink stations a chance to check in. EchoLink stations only, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That EchoLink station, if you aren't getting through by voice, if you want to send me a text and through EchoLink, I'll get you in the log. If you're just monitoring, we appreciate you coming on the net tonight and hearing us out, and we'd be more than happy to check you in. With that, we'll go back to the RF check-ins. India through Lima. One more call for India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Control. Please check in Kilo. No. November 4, Lima, Bravo, Quebec. This is Lisa in Piedmont, negative and negative.
W2MJV, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing KM4LBQ. Sorry, my screen on my monitor was doing something weird. So that's KM4LBQ, Lisa in Piedmont. Didn't see you come up in my log previously, Lisa, so if I, can you recheck and make sure I've got your call sign correct? That's KN4LBQ.
Correct.
Thanks for verifying that, and thanks for checking in. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. We appreciate you coming back and checking in with us each and every night. Looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Q9 Oscar Hotel, that's K9OH. Billy in Anderson, also please check my wife Nancy, KN4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. We'll be in and out this evening. Hope everybody's doing well. Take care, Mark 73.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge. Recognizing K90H Billy in Anderson. Billy, I think I got your wife's call sign incorrect. I got KN4DDQ. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You got it correct.
She's not in my log previously. Can you give me your name again, please?
Sure thing. Her name is Nancy, November Alpha, November Charlie Yankee.
Wife's name. I've got you, K90H, and your wife, KN4DDQ, in my log now. And that's Nancy there in Anderson. Appreciate you checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Check-in, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I am mobiling into work in Piedmont. 73U, and it's windy and all in the net. I'll be negative for traffic, but I do have an announcement.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4NNH. Fred, going to work in Piedmont. Fred, since you're headed into work, go ahead with your announcement.
It'd be KO4NNH. Mark and all of that. I just want to remind everybody that we are still doing the food drive until Thursday. If you wish to help, you can reach me at ko4nnh@gmail.com, or you can look me up on QRZ. I'm also good on QRZ. Like I say, if you wish to help, we are closing it off Thursday. ko4nnh, Pat and Matt.
For that announcement, Fred, for those who are wishing to donate food, please get a hold of KO4NNH at, I think you said, gmail.com. Is that the correct email address?
NH, yes, that is the correct email address.
Thank you for that announcement, and thank you for the opportunity for the radio community to be able to help out those in those states that got hit with the tornadoes. It's pretty bad up there, and I'm sure their prayers would be appreciated as well. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
MJB. KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. This is Chris in Liberty. I'll be native.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WU2T, Rusty and Warren. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rusty. And then also Chris and Liberty, KO4QLG. Appreciate both of you checking in. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Echo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. VHS Campobello, South Carolina. Also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4 RYP. We'll be in and out tonight, Mark. Thank you for calling the net.
YouTube MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4NUE, Chad in Campobello, and Chad brings along his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. They're home there in Campobello. Chad, are you calling that tomorrow night?
I will. We'll be calling the net tonight, Mark.
That's good. Appreciate that. I wasn't sure if you were calling, so glad you confirmed. So that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Control. In KN4ZGA. Hey, Mark, this is Robert over here in Piedmont. No comment, no chew. I hope I'm coming through okay. If not, I know who I'm calling after this.
Okay. Again, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
This is 10 Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike. Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India, Lima, India. Thanks for calling in tonight. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to all.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing my friend Robert, KN4ZGA, there in Malden. We put a radio in his attic the other day. Robert, he came through loud and clear, full quieting, and no problem. So I guess we did the job correctly. Do you want to check your wife, Lisa, in tonight?
Checked in earlier.
Fantastic. Didn't realize that was the Lisa that checked in. thank you for having her check in on her own. That was great. And you sound really good. So next is K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County, and Scott, KX4YM, there in Greenville. And he brings along his wife, Mary, KO4ACD, and his daughter, Mary, KO4ILI. Thanks for checking in tonight, Scott, and bringing your daughter and wife along with you. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, opening up to the large group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control. Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4FHJ, Gene and Taylor's. Thanks for coming along tonight, Gene, and checking in. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just to let everyone know that they have come on after Chad confirmed that KO4NUE, Chad, will be calling the net tomorrow night. Please come along and check in with him. He does a great job with the net, and I'm sure he would appreciate you checking in with him. The net report will be submitted electronically. I'll break for a minute and submit the report, and you should hear it momentarily. W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now securing the net. With our thanks for checking in, we will return the repeater back to normal amateur use 73, and good night to everyone.
NUE, JI4LCI.
KO, Andy, this is KO4NUE.
Did you find out anything about Walt?
Passed. yesterday. I did try to call again. Kind of got tied up, but I will try to contact him again. But it totally slipped my mind. I got wound up here in the shack today, but I do have something I need to tell you, though.
What about the icon, man?
Threw it today and cleaned it up. oh man, yeah, it needed it. It was pretty dirty on inside, and I'm not exactly sure what that little vent cover is supposed to do, where it draws air into the radio, because it certainly is not filtering anything. But got it straightened out and cleaned up some frequencies, added a few. So I'm hoping that one day this week I can take it up to the deer camp and have a little bit better success. So I will try to hit, and I'll try to hit the net there. The other thing I was going to tell you is, go ahead and pick it up, Andy. Let me get my notes together here.
4 LCI. Yeah, whichever you want to use, hit it from up to their camp, whether it's 147.195 or 443.450. Whichever works for you, do it Tuesday evening. From up there, you'll be able to even get into the UHF repeater.
Shot. I have hit when I first got my license. Matter of fact, first time I made contact with you, I was on the 2980 at the deer camp, going through the 195. So I'm pretty sure I can do it. But the 2980's got 80 watts now. This ICOM, I don't think it has but 50 or maybe 65. But at any rate, I've got what I need in there, and I'll see what I can do. But, okay, so the other thing I wanted to tell you was, you gave me some information the other night. 145.010 was the repeater up on Table Rock for packet. WX4PG-10 actually is 145.010.
Mountain 145.010 is Glassy Mountain. Now, when it comes to this packet business, I'm almost as ignorant on it as you are. I was given the impression that somehow a bunch of them are linked together, but don't ask me how, because I don't understand. I was given the impression that one on Glassy on that and one on Caesar's Head was linked with that, but I can't explain that to you because I don't understand that part myself, but the main one's on Glassy Mountain.
Don't get upset. I got it figured out. So here is WX4PG is on Glassy at 145.010. And that's a packet machine. So I was able to make contact with it today and got it actually linked up with my radio and was able to send email traffic, phone traffic through that repeater off of my radio. So basically what I'm saying is I'll type up an email and throw it into a program called WinLink, and when I hit the start button, it activates my radio, makes contact with the repeater at WX4PG, and then that repeater picks it up and spits it back out. So just want to let you know that was a major success. I appreciate the information. So the next thing that I'm going to focus on is peer-to-peer. So if I can send a packet from radio to radio, then that's going to be the next step for me, which I don't think would be a problem. But I do appreciate the info. I got it. It's there. It functions. It works. And it's a really nice system.
Well, LZI, I remember there was one up there until I asked Mandel about it. I couldn't remember the frequency on it because here where I'm at, I don't do packets. So during some of the meetings in the past, I kind of didn't really stick with me since I don't do it. But now you say it's there anyway, and it is useful. You was talking about that. What kind of antenna are you using at the deer camp on the Icon?
It's Diamond Omni directional. Which I think that's maybe some of my issue too. I'm not sure. But I'm kind of down in a really bad spot. It's not ideal at all. But it is what it is. I've got the antenna. It's up, I will say, about 60 feet. So, I don't know what else I can do unless I, string something from a treetop and try to hang it that way. But I just struggle. Anything south or southeast of me is just, it's just hard to get to.
Somehow, KI4LCI4ID, somehow or another do a something like what one of our members, KF4GGK, is fixing up for our Simplex thing here in 3 or 4 weeks. You need to take and plot from that location there where your antenna is, the Glacier Mountain outside of Pickens, and see if there's any. Because it's like I've said before, the lay of the land depends on how well you get into the repeater. The lay of the land is everything. You was talking about you using a diamond, I'm using a diamond here, a tri-band. But this repeater we're on looks right down here at the Valley Acme. So, if I find the right spot, I could probably get into it with a half a watt. I could with this. But you need to kind of track that down and see if there's any hills or any kind of obstruction between that antenna at the deer camp and Glassy Mountain. That's the next thing you need to do, and then you can judge from that how much power it's going to take, at least on the 2-meter repeater, to get into it at least.
You're right, and I think I can do that on Google Earth. Dave's done told me 1 to 2 times how to do that, and look at the actual elevation in between the two locations to see kind of what's going on. But I can't ever seem. He's told me twice, but I just can't ever figure out how to do it. But I'll figure something out. But there's definitely an issue. I just the thing is though. I can hear them, and I can hear them just about full quieting. If I know that doesn't mean a whole lot because they've got elevation and power.
but I cannot hit them. And like I said, anything that is north or northwest, I don't have a problem. I can hit Stump Mountain, I can hit Long Mountain, I can hit Caesar's Head, the Blue Ridge, Table Rock. I mean, those I don't have an issue with. But anything else toward Anderson Way, I just can't do it. Or maybe there's a PL tone or something not set right. I've checked everything else by the book, and I don't know. It's got to be a location thing, Andy.
That's what you need to do when it comes about the location business. But the two major, like I said before, 141.3, and on that 440 machine, it's 110.9. But that lay of the land thing, what we call topography, is very, very critical. Very critical here. That's the reason why I usually, when I'm on my glasses, still use two meters, because UHF is even more critical with that than this VHF is about line of sight and any obstructions and stuff. I primarily, from here where I'm at, live at, use 2 meters almost exclusively, because the UHF, it just don't put out like it really should. Jack Norris has got a 444.875 up on Nancy Mountain, up above Rocky Bottom, up there on K4, what's this called? K4, I can't remember Fred's call sign right now. It's up there on Nancy Mountain, that UHF repeater. And most of the time, I don't even hear that repeater here. So there's no hope that I would ever get into it on UHF, but I can take that 7-9 machine up here on Sassafras. You know, it's not as far back there, but it's closer here, and I can get into it no problem. It's more critical with UHF than VHF, but that lay of the land is very important.
Hi, KL4 NUE for ID. Well, Andy, I haven't actually looked at your location, anything topographically at all. I mean, it just seems like you're in a difficult spot. I'll take a look at that tomorrow and see if I can see kind of what you're talking about. But I'll tell you, down here in Campobello, it's so flat, you know. I just can get all the way around. I don't struggle at all. But you get up there on deer camp, it's a different story. I mean, you have to really manage. You don't have the liberty to just say, okay, well, I must go ahead and put that frequency in my radio because I know I can hit it. I don't even have to check it. But when you get up there, you have to manage everything. You have to know the direction. You have to know the power. You have to know, you just have to be, that's a little different ballgame. You have to actually think to make the radio do what you want to do. It's just, like I said, it's a different ballgame down here.
LZI for ID. VHF, and like I said, the other one, UHF, is even more critical to that. The lay of the land can mean everything. Now, here where I'm at, to try to get any of those Paris Mountain repeaters, I got to run about everything I got, and even then, I might not get in with a decent signal. Well, 6 Mile Mountain, with Jack Norris's other repeaters, it's about the same way for me to get into them. That 440 machine he's got there, I hardly ever get into it, hardly ever, unless they're super great conditions. And even then, that's with 35 watts going into this vertical out here. He made some improvements on the 2 meter machine here just a bit earlier, and I can get in when the conditions is good with less than that. But I think when we was doing that at the time, the conditions was pretty good. I don't think I can do that on a regular basis.
Another thing I was going to share with you is, so this software I'm using is called WinLink, and it's not, I don't think it's anything new. I mean, it's new to me, but, you know, you do a lot of things on WinLink. You can do HF, you can do 2 meter, you do a lot of things with it, depending on what your goal is. But the interesting thing about it is when you open the software, if you're going to send to a, let's just call it a civilian. I know that sounds strange. I don't know how to word it, though. If you're going to send it to a non-ham, a message or an email to, or a telephone number, whatever, you know, it populates just like the header on an email draft. You know, who do you want to send it to, the subject, and if you want to attach something to it, you can, so on and so forth. But in the message header, there's some toolbars up there that you can click on, and one of them is templates. Select a template. So if you select the template, you can choose from, I don't know, there's 30 or 40 different templates in here. One of them, for example, is general medical forms. So you can click on that, and when you open that hospital, for example, medical forms, one is a hospital bed report. And you put in all the information, you know, the name of the reporting facility, the contact person, how many's in surgery, how many's in psychiatry, how many's in critical care, blah, blah, blah. You fill all that information in. In other words, it's a pre-populated form. You just put the data in, and then when you hit a button that says load form, it loads the form and the information that you populated into the form and puts it into the email as an attachment. And then you hit transmit, and when you hit transmit, it takes control of the radio and sends that to all of that information to WX4PG. If the recipient is beyond that coverage area, I'm assuming that it's going to continue to find a location where that recipient is to either hold it in WinLink storage or send it on down to the recipient. I'm just learning, so I'm that, some of that's an assumption. But well, I did it. KO4NUE.
4LZI. Well, being that, like I said, I haven't done packet before on this, you got it up on me. You know more about this part than I do. Now, WB4DPP, WR4XM. Oh, boy, I can't remember. There's two or three others who can fill you in on all that. You just talking about that. I know it exists, but I can't help you with it because you're beyond my knowledge on that.
What I'm trying to say, Andy, is that if you are able to utilize this system with, say, something like a simplex net. That's a game changer as far as, you know, being able to handle and distribute traffic or information about things. That is a big game changer, because you're able, whoever is able to have access to packet, you can collect information from all of the simplex stations, roll that up in one packet, and boom, hit send, and, you know, it's off to, you know, whatever, all in one big package. And I gotta admit, that's pretty impressive.
LZI, yes, it kinda is. On this, I'm learning too. These other stations I told you about, they can explain all that to you in great detail. I'm aware, like I said, I'm aware of the packet. You're right. Doing a simplex type thing like that, you can. I've heard packet talk about for longer than I've had a license, but being that I've never done it, I know it's there, I know it exists, and I knew about that repeater up there on Glassy. But other than that, you know, and you send kind of things similar to email, like you said, on it. But that's about as far as I knew about it.
I'm not sure who developed this software. I haven't done research on that at all. But, I mean, it's really impressive as far as the templates go. It is built to handle data. You know, I'm not sure how much data it can handle. I mean, all the forms are here. I mean, there's actual a radiogram form in here. And it's just an electronic form that's kind of like a PDF. But you just type in the information, and I mean, it kind of takes over and puts it into the email header. And as far as my station goes, let me let this drop. Goes at this location. I'm not sure what's happening at the repeater, and I'm not sure yet what's happening with Winlink. My station, there is no internet involved. It's totally independent of the internet. Now, when it gets to Winlink's storage or whatever it's called, I'll have to get spooled up on that. I'm not sure how they're doing it. But there also is an option for peer-to-peer, which is simplex, between two simplex packet stations. So look at it. You think about it this way for a second. Area, say, like Spartanburg, and you have someone in Spartanburg who creates a simplex net, and they collect information from, say, 25 people check into the net, and they send the information to whatever. And then you have 60 miles away up in your location, up in Table Rock, they have a net. Well, probably you're not going to be able to talk from, let's say that Table Rock and Spartanburg cannot talk. If you have a station that's collecting simplex at Table Rock, and then a simplex station that's collecting, let's say, in Chesney, And in between those two simplex, you've got two people that can send packet. Can send packet from peer to peer. In other words, simplex between one station and the other without a repeater. And that would be a much faster way to send larger amounts of data from net to net on a peer-to-peer basis. Did I explain that right? Are you thoroughly confused?
Bits and pieces, but like I told you, on this packet business, we're equals, you might say, on some things. I'm about as ignorant on that. I know about it, and I know it's been done in various different ways, and there's other people here in the group that's more knowledgeable about this than I am. Matter of fact, they're the ones that's kind of set it up and make sure it works, you might say. I don't know if there's any other packet repeaters back over your way, over in Spartanburg, or not. I know, Mandel, well, you may have heard that evening. Give me the indication that there could be some linked up. Now, how, I can't tell you. I'm just not that knowledgeable enough to know.
In Rutherford, North Carolina. Rutherford, North Carolina. And that's 145090. And that's actually, I think it's Winlink Gateway. And then WX4PG. And then I think there's another one on Caesar's Head, but I'm not sure it's operational right now. AK4IC-9. But I'm going to tell you, these guys that put this system together, as far as warns go and this packet stuff, man, I mean, those guys are committed to their community. I mean, I'm really impressed with it. I really am.
They're definitely committed. Like that M4LRD with the warning system. You know, I don't know how the man does it when there's this many repeaters that links in, link radios, link in, what, you got that many machines linked up together? I don't know how the man has time to do anything, but because he enjoys doing it, though. The reason he's able to do it, he enjoys it. That's what M4LRD has told me.
Look at this. I figure it this way, Andy. KO4NUE for ID. So I figure that when a man or a station operator that is smart enough to do that, then they are probably smart enough to figure out how to automate it. In other words, I'm going to program this and program that to just do it. And if there's a problem, shoot me an email, and then I'll get involved. I got a feeling there's a lot of that going on, but I'm just not versed on it well enough to know that. But I just, you know, from my perspective, and I'm not much in this hobby, and I really knew it, but I am really impressed. I really am. When I was in Iraq using the equipment that we used, it did the same thing, but just, I mean, gobs and gobs and gobs of data. It would do it at a time. And it was, you know, billions of dollars worth of taxpayers' money.
Well, KI4LZI, your Mars people, which consists of military and amateur radio That's why I first heard about Wendling Cat, because years ago, WB4DPP was in Mars, and he told me that they used Wendling, you know, and I got to listen around here outside the ham band on the 718 at some of their frequencies, and he was absolutely right. You know, the Mars people use Wendling as well.